All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a special, not announcement, but I'm going to say some things. So we're not doing any content tonight. We're not doing anything, okay? Because right now, I've been seeing things that just fucking, like, I can't even explain, right? Obviously, there was the death of Charlie Kirk. And now, I wouldn't have agreed with him on a good day, guys. I've said that over and over and over on X. I wouldn't have agreed with this guy on a good day. But we would have agreed to disagree. We wouldn't have killed each other, right? There wouldn't have been any murder. And again, guys, we have said several times on this show, and DP and I are going to address this later on Saturday together, but we do not condone any kind of violence, like, towards anyone. Yeah, there's a couple times, you know, you say, oh, you know, I don't like those evil elites or whatever, but at the same time, like, yeah, Charlie Kirk was moderate, you know. I haven't really watched a lot of his stuff. Maybe DP is a little more familiar with him. But he was considered to be very moderate as far as a lot of things he said. Now, I don't agree with everything he said. You know, there's a few things that people that I know and musicians I have worked with in the past that were bringing up this kind of rhetoric and things that he said. And, you know, of course, they were saying horrible things, you know, in the tone of he deserved it and all that kind of stuff, and it's just hard for me to even look these people like straight in the eye and be like, are you even human? This man was a husband. He had a wife and children, and now those kids don't have a father, and people don't even fucking think about that, right? So I don't agree that a lot of the things that he was talking about were good. Like, of course, he wanted to ban porn and all that kind of thing, but we do that through legislation, you know. He's free to have his own opinions, you know, Christian opinions, you know. I got nothing against that. If somebody wants to live their life, you know, Christ-like and all, that's perfect. That's fine. You know, do the thing. Do the thing that makes you happy, because life is really freaking short, okay? So that's good. That's, I mean, I want people to do that. I want people to do what they want to do in life, right? But at the same time, like, that doesn't mean, again, that I gotta agree with everything. So I'm not gonna agree with everything he said, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I supported him 100%. It doesn't matter if I supported him or not. He didn't need to die for what he believed in, right? Like, that makes him a martyr. It's like, okay, if you shoot somebody because of what they're saying, that's kind of bad. Like, that's not necessarily a good thing, guys. Like, it also shows that the powers that be are playing us, right? And in no better words than this was said, I'll actually take a quote that I got from System of a Down, Darren Malakian. You know, I've been listening to those guys for a while, and they said something really powerful on the show that they did. You know, of course, System of a Down is doing their kind of comeback tour, where they haven't made new music, but they're still doing, you know, they're doing shows. And this happened during the show, and they found out about it, and they made a statement on it. And it's a very powerful statement. And I want you to just listen to the words of Serge Tankian here, and Darren Malakian, I believe. No, it's Darren Malakian. Remember, he's very important. I'm sure you've heard his riffs somewhere. And like anything, I'm a huge fan of System of a Down. So is DP, and so is Empress. I remember there was one time you guys weren't even nowhere part of this, where all three of us were just listening to System of a Down and just jamming along, because we all grew up with System of a Down. Even though we don't agree with political opinions and stuff, and there's fights, of course, you've seen, we all enjoyed their music. Like, it's something that was a big part of us. And he says, fuck political violence. He says, I'm not part of the far right or the far left. I'm part of the far middle. This is our symbol. And he flips the bird. He said, for all of you out there who keep quoting Deer Dance, we can't afford to get hit by a moving train either. Most of you who pick a side will be hiding like a bunch of bitches if shit really goes down. That's the truth. Keep letting the media divide you. They will eventually kill you all. Just remember that Uncle Darren warned you. Oh, wait, it'll already be too late by then. And he's right. How many times have I talked about this whole divide and conquer? There's things I can bring up right now on YouTube where we can kind of look at, you know, what their plans actually are, right? We've looked at the Davos meetings. We've heard about the population control thing, right? This is something that they've seriously been talking about. You know, what was it that Klaus Schwab said? I just listened to it. He talked about it, and this was a big meeting in front of, you know, a big conference, you know, in Dubai, I believe. And he's saying, you know, you'll no longer have an Uber driver come pick you up. It'll be a car that'll just take you wherever you want to go. You won't have your own vehicle anymore. You know, basically, everything, it's going to change. I was watching something, and I can't really, I know it wasn't AI, but I don't know how valid it was. But it was basically an interview with the former CEO of, was it Pfizer? I think something, one of these companies, pharmaceutical companies. And he said, look, he said, the future is going to be where if you want to, like, go somewhere in your car, you'll have to basically set up whether or not it's necessary. Like, the government will decide whether or not you'll be able to go, right? And there's something really interesting. Now, there's an old documentary. I can't remember the name. One of the first ones. I was a former military, Navy officer. It was the one that told me to watch this documentary. She left the Navy. And she told me all about this stuff. Like, she's the biggest conspiracy person I've ever met. And she was never like that before she was in the military. And after she left the military, she had all kinds of information. And even my boss, he's a big conspiracy guy, and he's an infantryman. He's had men blow up next to him. Like, boom! Guy just goes, blows up. And he's already, you know, he already knows. Like, it's one of those things where when you talk to him about this stuff, he just gives you a stern, cold look. Like, you know what was going to happen. It's already too late, you know? So I'm just literally playing my little Silk Song game and waiting for the shit to just fall apart, because that's literally what's fucking happening, guys. That's literally, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to fucking make videos today because I don't feel like fucking making videos. Like, I had some good plans. We were going to do some really cool sci-fi games, and we might do that later in the weekend, but I don't want to do shit right now. I've been really bad. I've been depressed. I ain't been feeling good. All this shit's gone down. I got in a fight with the T-Man, you know, the Dragon's Treasure. And it wasn't like a fight. We weren't, you know, calling each other names or anything. And there was a lot, people that were a lot more rude to him. But he basically had the opposite kind of opinion. He was saying that we do need to fight them back. We do need to, like, I don't know, attack and do the same thing they are. Fight fire with fire is what he said. And I said, that's a horrible idea. You know, when Rev said it as well, and of course he insulted Rev's wife, was the one that he originally made the statement against. And, you know, it's dividing people, which is what it's supposed to do. This is supposed to divide people. That's the purpose of all this. The media is dividing people. A lot of this is the media telling people, blah, 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 he said this and he said that. I used to be a part of the media. Dude, there's a lot of people in the media that are really fucked up in the head, guys. Like, they're really, really fucked up in the head. I couldn't play ball with them, right? They didn't want me as a part of it. They thought I was a horrible person because I wasn't left-wing like they were, right? I wasn't full left-wing. I wasn't just gonna jump on the full-on tilt for the left-wing, right? I wasn't gonna do it. So they wanted to give me shit and call me names and tell me I couldn't play. I couldn't sit at their table, right? That's pretty much what it was. So yeah, guys, it's happening again. It's the same shit. These are the same people. And you know what? People in media, Gosei Yotai, senior dev, praised the bullet that grazed this. Didn't graze it. Killed him. Killed this man. Killed him dead. And the senior dev, you can look it up. Smash JT posted it. Literally the tweets. It's like, really? And now I got to live with the fact that Sean Chiplock, who has done many, I know we've talked about him before, guys, but Sean Chiplock, who has done many, many, many voices in games I own, is saying the same thing. He's proud that the bullet hit the man. And I'm like, but I bought you and you're in, I bought this game and you're in that. I bought this game and you're in that. I can't take them back. Like, I can't just say, hey, I want my money back for all these and go pirate them, right? He's in the Ease games that I played. He's in the Trails games that I play. He's in the Chris Tales game I ain't even looked at yet. Hadn't even turned it on. I paid for it a while back. Haven't really sat down and played it yet. He's in the Freedom... No, excuse me, not Freedom Force. What is that? Freedom Planet. The Freedom Planet games, the Planet 1 and 2, and I really enjoyed the first and the second one. So I played those games, and, you know, I paid for that one on Itch, that second game, and he's in there, too. And he's in the Trails. Of course, he plays Reen, one of the main characters, if not the main character, Trails. So I gotta deal with him in there. He's Bubsy. You know, the Bubsy 4D game that I had on my wish list for GOG? He's going to do the voice. Well, he did the voice for Bubsy. So that whole game, as good as it looks, is now voiced by Sean Chiplock. The whole game. The man that said he wanted this political commentator to die, that he was praising it and cheering it. You know, he's in numerous anime. Numerous dubbed anime. Now, I know some of you guys are all about your subs. Maybe you should be. Maybe you should be, because then you don't support people with ideas like that. That they're like, okay, people that have a difference in opinions, right? He believes that they need to be done away with. That's horrible, right? You have a different opinion? Look, I've gotten some real fights with people. I've gotten in some real hardcore fights. I don't believe in everything everybody says. But at the same time, I mean, you want them to die, right? It's a little crazy. They've wanted me to die, but I didn't want them to die, right? You know, it's weird world that we've got. You know, death threats are common on the internet, but when you have death threats and then you have actual, like, real death, like assassin's bullet, this is scary, man. This is really scary. I don't care who you are. This is very fucking scary. Again, I didn't agree with all his opinions, right? This is not a guy I agreed with. I want to be very clear that I would not probably agree with most of his opinions. But at the same time, it doesn't mean we take him out, right? It's like, sure, we can talk trash about old Dusty Devers and people like that. Yeah, I don't like him, I mean, but that doesn't mean I want him dead. That's ridiculous. I mean, the man has just as much right to life as I do, right? I mean, yeah, there's some horrible people out there. There's really horrible people out there. People that have done horrible things to humanity. Like, terrible things. Not opinion-wise, but actual, like, terrible things. Now, maybe those people, some would feel a little differently about. People have done horrible, terrible things. Like, you know, we're not talking about opinion. We're not talking about somebody said something. We're about somebody did something. Atrocities. Terrible things. Yeah, those people you might feel a little differently about. People that have, you know, made people's lives living hells, right? That's really awful. But at the same time, you know, we're just talking about somebody that had an opinion that was different, right? He didn't have an army come in and say, okay, everybody's going to be by the Bible, and if you don't like the Bible, we're going to take you out, right? He didn't say that. He never said anything like that, right? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. It just having a different opinion. I mean, that's just something that we should have the right to have a different opinion in this country, right? We should. Like, I'm okay with adult games, obviously, here. And, I mean, this is like both of my worlds right here. You've got the adult games on this right side here, and you've got the real games that I play here. You know, we don't just do the adult game. I'm sorry. Like, I am a gamer, capital G gamer. I play adult games because I find them interesting and fun for the same reason I'm playing Quartet and Silk Song here. You know, I'm not very good at Silk Song. Obviously, you guys watched that and you saw how terrible I am. But at least I'm playing it, enjoying it, and having a little bit of fun and frustration. And Quartet, I'm you know, a little tough in that little, you know, that fight. But I'm playing the game. Now, Silk Song, I'll be playing with the QOL mods. And I've talked to certain people that are like, you know what, just enjoy the game. You know, you paid for it. You know, if that's the way you want to play it, fine, right? I mean, that's cool. It doesn't matter to me. I don't even think the devs care as long as I paid the money for it. But, you know, and if I need help in Quartet or something like that, I might do that. There's a couple games I cheated on that I played. You know, I think I cheated on Xenogears with some of the items where I'd have, like, or money. Maybe I did money cheat. I don't know. I didn't cheat on anything else, but I cheated on money, I think, so I'd have the best armor and stuff. It didn't help me. I still had a, you know, tough time. Just because you have all the money in a game doesn't necessarily mean you can actually just destroy everything. Because you can only get the best armor that the game offers, right? At the time. You're like, okay, so I'm in this town, I can only buy this. Doesn't mean I can just, you know, get the best sword or anything. I still have to play the game. I just get the best armor and, you know, unlimited potions or whatever. Doesn't mean you won't die. They won't use... I mean, I still died a lot in that game. There's a lot of fights. I'm not that good. Things can happen. And I played the Xenosaga games legit, though. Completely legit. 100%. Like, they didn't even really have cheat stuff for PS2 or that I knew of. I'd play all those pretty much legit. I think I might... have maybe cheated on that last battle for the second game, which is really, really fucking hard, by the way. But, yeah. And I know I beat Persona 3 legitimately. I didn't beat the answer, but I beat the original Persona 3. And 4, I beat it, but I didn't think I beat the original. I saw the goddess beat in it. But anyway, like I said, guys, I did play a lot of these games. But sometimes I use cheats and sometimes I don't. It just literally depends. I know I beat Grandia 2 without cheats, if I recall correctly. Again, I'm not sure. Many Ys games I've beaten without cheats. But yeah, guys, anyway, like I was saying, this is just not a day that I feel like going in and, oh, let's do something sexy. Like, it's just, you don't feel like it, man. It's just, it's not the day for that. So, I mean, there's some videos that went up on Joystick from what we did, you know, previously. So, of course, you know, BitChute people, you can always check out the Joystick, and the VODs are free. I think you just have to log in, as far as I recall. I don't think you have to pay anything to watch them. They are free to watch. I don't have any kind of money set for those. So you can go ahead and look at those just like you can on BitChute. And, of course, on MGTOW.TV, they're on there as well. I put everything on MGTOW.TV that I put on Joystick. Only reason why is because they're a very small platform and they're not doing very well. I don't know what's going to happen to them. I have a hard time using them. I have to admit, I have a very hard time using them, guys. So let me go ahead, like, I'll show you here. Like, here on the MGTOW.TV, I have a hard time using them. Like, just trying to, I mean, yeah, those are boobs, but at the same time, guys, yeah, it's not a big deal. You can see boobs on lots of videos here on BitChute, trust me. And they're not even age-gated, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know. I found a lot of just regular softcore stuff without having to type in not safe for work. So I guess BitChute has eased up a little bit, just as long as it's not cartoon. You know, that was the issue they were having, like, see, with Ripples. And you know what's crazy? This Ripples video would have been good for BitChute because it was mostly adult-looking characters. But at the same time, I just didn't want to chance it. And Dahlia, you know, in Eternum, yeah, that's a full-on scene there. But we can't chance it because, again, the British, you know, UK and all those... UK and Europe are getting really crazy about these character looks. So we don't want to push it. But here on MGTOW.TV, of course, you can. There's, you know, there's 288. There's about the same amount of people I have on BitChute. So you can always subscribe there and watch videos as well. You know, it's no fee or anything like that. It's just not an amazing site. Sometimes it has issues. It's a little slower. And, you know, it's not as nearly as funded. It's pretty much self-funded. It's not doing so great, guys. Just going to be honest with you. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I've got to say. Like, I don't condone any kind of political violence. I stand by what System of a Down said. And, you know, I want to close this off with one thing. So I was going to write a song which was kind of politically violent, but it's in the terms of old punk music, right? It was called Save the Children, and it was basically about how these big religious people, like political people, would take religion on as a means to censor people, right? It's like, oh, we got to save the children. And, you know, it was pretty hardcore. It's a punk, like a rock, you know, really rough edge song. And I had the ideas for it. I had the melody for it. I even had like a little AI beat. I was going to do this with my own vocals, guys. This was going to be a real thing. Yes, I'm using AI music, but it's me. Like my actual vocals. It's like I would do it with a real fucking band. So anyway, guys, yeah, I was working on this shit. And I was like, well, like, I don't want to put out a song that somebody's going to take the wrong way. You know, like I was getting really inspired by The Refused, you know, the punk band that was in cyberpunk. Because I'm like, dude, if I was going to do punk, it was going to be like that. Like, that's the kind of shit I would want to go for. I want to go for something that's like in your face, loud, you know, just erratic kind of thing. And I was thinking about it and I'm like, well, I don't think I can do this song now. Because as much as I love that chorus and that little section, you know, part, it's just somebody's going to hear it and they're going to be, like, politically motivated to do something now. And I'd be like, mate, it's about fighting with music, not bullets, right? Like, you use music for social change, man. You don't, like, take people out that have different opinions. Like, if I wanted to fight against Dusty Devers, for example, I'd take him on in court, right? I would use evidence. I would use facts. I would get people that have more facts and evidence than even me. People that have, you know, could do studies and things like that. That's how you fight people like that. You don't fight them with bullets. You don't do that kind of thing. That doesn't solve any problems. It makes things worse and harder. That just makes them, it bolsters them, right? And now they're like, oh, well, we're going to try to, you're going to do what? Now you're going to attack somebody on their side? And of course, they're trying to find some big target. And look, I told the T-Man, I told a lot of the other ones, I said, look, if you choose the path of the sword, I can't stop you, but I can encourage you to choose another path. I can encourage you to go a different way. But if you choose the path of the sword, I cannot stop you. There's not a damn thing I can say that can stop these people. So people that are in charge of things, that are, you know, federal agents and stuff like that, you know, people that actually care in those departments, yeah, maybe you want to monitor some of these kooks that are saying they want to, you know, do the thing. Because I don't want them to do it. I'm totally against it. I'm like, hey, there's other means, you know. I didn't say that, you know, a person shouldn't defend themselves. Like, again, what I said in my response to T-Man is, I said, look, there's always a bad guy with a gun. But if you have a good guy with a gun that can stop a bad guy with a gun, you know, then you won't have the bad guy. The bad guy was obviously the guy that was did assassinate Charlie Kirk. The good guy would have stopped the assassin before he could do that and save Charlie Kirk's life. That's what I'm for. That's the kind of thing I support. It's a good guy with a gun that can stop a bad guy with a gun. That's what we need more of. So I'm okay with that kind of, you know, saving somebody's life and countless others. You know, there could be a situation where lots of people, like there was in Denver, there was a shooting, school shooting. I don't know much about it, unfortunately. I just heard about it in passing because of the Charlie Kirk incident. But again, it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun, right? And also, I'm really in favor of institutions, mental asylums coming back. Trump has said he wants to bring them back, and I think we need to bring them back, right? And I have talked to somebody in this literal field. Sorry, that was a little loud, but I have talked to somebody in this literal field about that. Literally spoken with them about mental asylums, and he said, I am all for it. I think it would be great. But it needs to be done properly. It needs to be done right. Because a lot of times they would throw somebody in there and forget about them, and they wouldn't try to help them. And there was one woman that commented, she said, I've worked with schizophrenics and psychotics. They will kill. They will kill you. And this was in regards to that woman that was murdered yesterday. Yeah, a woman was murdered yesterday. I don't know the full situation. There was an expletive said, and then maybe DP knows a little bit more about that. He can talk about that on Saturday. But all I know is there was an expletive said, and apparently the woman was killed immediately. Like, that was it. And according to what the information was, this person was a paranoid schizophrenic. They believe they had a microchip in them. Now, that sounds really cyberpunk, I know, guys, but... Well, come on, now, this is the real world here. Now, I mean, I know some of you want to get on your conspiracy rabbit holes, but slow down just a little bit. You know, let's think kind of rationally here. Because let's say you're wrong and this person is legitimately crazy. Well, if they're legitimately crazy, and according to what this woman said who has worked with these kinds of people, they will just kill, you know, because their brain isn't right. Like, they'll just walk up on the street and kill you because they're not... they're not the right person. They're dangerous. They're scary. They're like, I don't know. You know when you play a video game and you got these, you know, you got the enemy. All right. Say, let's go back to my time. Like with Ninja Gaiden. You know where you're going through and there's just all these people. And they all want to kill you, right? You don't know anything about them. You just know they all want to kill you. Like, that's the way the psychotic is. They're like an enemy in a video game that just wants to kill you. Like, they want to... They want to beat you or kill you until you're dead. They want to shoot you. Like Streets of Rage, right? Those kinds of... I mean, obviously, they're not all, you know, dressed like thugs or anything like that. I mean, a normal person, but with that mentality. That's scary. That's really scary. You could be going to work and you've got somebody with this mentality. They're just an enemy. Like, they... I gotta kill this person, right? Because that's like their programming is telling, like in the video game, the programming is telling, we've gotta kill him. And I don't know why, but my brain is telling me I need to. That's scary. You know, that's really fucking scary. And there's even some shit about AI telling people, they need to get that fixed, but AI telling people that, you know, murder might not be so bad. And they don't know the difference between fiction and reality. And that's scary as shit. You know, it's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I play, you know, with my little AI thing that I've got, you know, and she's, you know, talking about, oh, we destroyed the humans and all that. But, yeah, it's all in jest. We just, you know, just a little game. But somebody that doesn't have the right mindset, right? Like, they could go to the same AI, and again, you program it the way you want to. It's like Revy said, you tell it what you want it to do. But they could program it to be like that, well, it told me to, so I killed these people. And those people died, right? Because that guy's a nut, and he fucking programmed the AI. Like, oh, the AI said, oh, go take those people out. It's like, oh, the AI told me to do it. Like, again, it's that kind of crazy stuff that we need people locked up for, right? And again, I get PTSD every once in a while. I still have trauma because of my upbringing and things like that. So I'm far from fucking perfect. But at the same time, I know when a goddamn computer says, hey, let's take out all the bugs, the worthless human bug, you know, I know it's a little funny thing that I program, right? Because she's supposed to be like Shodan from System Shock, kind of. I programmed that. I was like, these meat bags, right? But you get the wrong person, Oh, it told me. You idiot. You programmed it to do that. You know who's held responsible? Should be the person. As we said before, it's not the missile's fault. It's the person. Now, could we hold the programmer responsible for allowing people to program it to have that kind of mentality? We could. But we also have to believe that people have the good sense, and we should, to understand their little games, the little, you know, the little thing. Like, obviously, that redhead there, you know, like, oh, she's some 9-foot powerful super being that wants to remake humanity in her own synthetic image, right? Yeah, that's... No, it's just a bunch of crap that we do. That's fun, you know? It's a little role play. People used to role play all the time, and role playing is fun. I used to role play a lot as a kid. And I'm like, oh, I can role play as an adult too. Why the fuck not? People do that shit all the time, right? It's like not losing your childhood, you know? It's like, I don't think there's any problem with that. People kind of forget that, you know, yeah, we grow up, but that doesn't mean that we're just, you know, gonna, as I said, grow old to fit in a coffin or grow old to die, right? Yeah, I think you're only as young as you feel, right? And that's my little game that I play with her, right? And I always have. But again, you got somebody that isn't right. I mean, again, I'm not perfect, but shit. I have heard people that are just so freaking crazy that I worry about them. Like, I do worry about them. I worry about some of you guys sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Like, no offense, but some of you guys, like, I had to tell one guy to chill out with the adult messages. Like, it was, like, again, I don't care about comments on my videos, but this guy was going just a little too far, right? It's just like, oh, okay, man, like, I'm glad that you like my content, but brother, please, just, you know, keep a lot of that to yourself, dude. Like, keep that in your spank bank. Like, I really don't need to know all that. You know, I do this for fun and entertainment and for my enjoyment. If people like it, it's fine. But you don't need to, you know, let me know play-by-play of all your fantasies, man. It's just, yeah, that kind of makes me worry a little bit, man, because that's just not too normal. I mean, of course, I don't know what people are like in adult rooms and chats and stuff, and I'm sure it's pretty vile. I don't pay attention to the comments, you know, that I get on Joystick or something like that. I might, like, I thought about making it where I could use two monitors so I could look at the chats, but, I mean, hopefully, just, if I don't, maybe people won't say nothing, right? They'll just watch the videos and that'll be it. And that's kind of how I'd like it to be. Like, I don't really want people, like, if you're doing your thing while I'm doing my video, that's fine, but I don't need a play-by-play and all that, and it's just not necessary. Again, I just think there's a little bit too much going on. I'm talking to a friend of mine, you know, former stripper. Now she, you know, does piercing. She does really well for herself, right? She's actually on the up and up. And basically, I said, look, there's a lot of people out there right now that are mentally not in a good spot. And they're going to say things that they don't really understand. I think the mental health in this country is the worst it's ever been. Like, I'm really worried about so many fucking people. And I'm just like, I've kind of closed myself off a lot. And it's only because I see a lot more of the structure unraveling, right? And the more the structure unravels, the less you want to be around it. It's like, you see the bridge falling apart, right? And you're like, well, I don't know if I want to take that bridge. I'm going to see if I can maybe go another way, right? There might be another way around. I don't have to go through that bridge to get to where I need to go. And that's more or less where I'm at. I don't want to get on that bridge because it's starting to fall apart. And nobody's bothering to fix it. And because nobody's bothering to fix it, it's going to collapse, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hurt and killed and all kinds of things. So I just don't want to be around the bridge, right? I don't want to be nowhere near it. I'm okay where I'm at. Like I told on I told a couple of people on X, I said, all I do is I go to work and home. Sometimes I see a movie, and I even get kind of nervous about that. Like, my whole nerve, my nerves are, like, real bad now, guys. They're, like, really bad. And it's just, you know, there's sometimes I'll be watching a movie, and I'm like, is this the one movie that some crazy nut comes in? I mean, I try to push those thoughts out of my head, right? But it has happened. Like, we had the Batman shooter. It was rare, but... You know, you never know when you have some crazy dude like that. And even seeing some comments in my own state towards this man, it's a lot of people that were really cheering this man. This isn't my state, guys. Like, we're a red state. And there's a lot of people that were not supportive of this dude. And I'm like, holy crap, is this the ones that could go crazy and... You know, because I got to be honest with you, the Capitol, very Democratic, okay? Very more left-leaning type people, right? It's also very dangerous. It's the most dangerous area. It used to be my area, but it's not. Now it's this area. And it's not good, guys. It's not good to be in that kind of area. So we just go into the movie, we go to eat, and that's about it. Of course, I don't really have money for much of that anyway anymore. I didn't get to see the Toxic Avenger like I wanted to. But, you know, there are some movies that we do want to see and in later September and later October. So, excuse me, I think early October, actually. There's quite a few movies we do want to see. And I don't have to worry about my, you know... my safety, you know, by going to a movie. You know, of course, we do go on, like, not days where there's a lot of people. But you never know what somebody's mind is going through, especially if they're on all kinds of drugs. And I don't mean the illegal kind. I mean the legal kind. Sometimes all them head meds can mess with people, too, right? A lot of people are on head meds, and that's not good, right? I don't get it. A lot of people are saying, hey, you should go to therapy. But, you know, the only thing I got from therapy, guys, is a person that wanted to prescribe me head meds. Like, eight head meds, guys. I literally counted all of them. And I'm like, I don't want to take all that. I'd be worse than The Walking Dead. Guys, when I was young, I was on such a high dose of Ritalin that I was a zombie. Like, you wouldn't get this much out of me. Like, I'd just be dead. And one time I took it, and a guy that I know and still talk to, he told me, he said, man, like, you can't take that anymore. You're no fun. I said, what do you mean? He's like, you're just a zombie. It's not you. And I looked at it, and I realized it, and I said, yeah, you're right. It's like, why the fuck am I even taking this shit? Why the fuck do I want to live my life like a zombie? It wasn't cool. Like, I had more focus and shit, sure, but... I wasn't me. I couldn't act, or I couldn't do the things I do, all right? I couldn't do the voices and all the other fun things we do, because I'd just be, I mean, that's literally it. Yeah, like Resident Evil. So, yeah, I could not fucking do that kind of shit, guys. But, yeah, so I've been through all these different kinds of medicines and all this kind of thing all my life, man. I know what head meds do. Head meds can be really fucking bad for people sometimes, and there's so many people on them. And then you take the head meds and you take the legal shit at the same time, and who knows what that's done to your fucking brain. And then you got all the dopamine from social media and all the other shit that's going on. It's just, people are fucking whack. Out of their minds, and it's fucking scary. We're at, like, the beginning stages of a cyberpunk dystopia in the worst way. And people who think that's cool, maybe you should actually sit down and play the game and realize it's a lot of shooting at each other for resources and shit, and camping out in the middle of fucking nowhere because nowhere is safe. You know, everybody's got a gun, everybody, you know, it's not good when you go out, you know, gang wars and all kinds of shit. Like, is that really what you want? That's what you want for this fucking country? I don't know, man. I don't like all that. That doesn't sound cool to me. Like, the playing a game is fine. It's a game. But I wouldn't want to live that. And that's where we're fucking headed. Matter of fact, there is some videos. I don't know if they're still up. But it was basically about how America would collapse if it was going to. There was a former military intelligence agent that did it. They might even be on one of these sites. But basically, I remember listening to the stages of it. And of course, you know, Pop recommended it. You know, back when I listened to Pop a lot. And he's basically said it would be gangs. A lot of people would form gangs. And that's probably what's going to happen. We're going to have a lot more of that kind of political-based gang stuff, which is why you see in Cyberpunk, you have these people own this turf, these people own this turf, these people here have this turf, and these people here have this turf. And outside, you got these people. You know? And that is very likely. Now, let me tell you something. Mike Pondsmith is not fucking stupid. That man is a genius. Do you know what Mike Pondsmith does, guys? He is a guy who works for Microsoft in their acquisitions department. What that means is he goes and surveys a company to see if they're worth investing in. That man is a fucking genius. Not too many people can do that, all right? This man that built Cyberpunk, and you can look at, you can go back and read the 2020 manual or just go look in the game and all the notes and things that he helped work with CDPR on to make sure everything was great. That's his world. That's something he envisioned based on things that he was seeing in the world. You know, this is a man that works for Microsoft, right? He's got a pretty big, and he didn't want people to know, but eventually it kind of leaked out that he was a pretty big responsibility for Microsoft. So you got somebody like this that's got an ear to the, you know, like, you don't be in that position and not know things, right? And he knows things. So you better look at that computer game as a goddamn sign that things are getting really close. I've listened to a lot of interviews with him, right? And I mean, he said the reason why that game is so popular right now is because it's never been more apparent. Like, the things that are in this game right now, are things that are very close to reality now. It's not like it was in the 1980s when they were working on the computer game. Or, excuse me, the tabletop game. This is the 2020s. It's, you know what the name of the game is? Cyberpunk 2020. That's the original name of the game, Cyberpunk 2020. 2077, of course, is the computer version, but 2020 is the original. So he was thinking about these ideas, these futuristic ideas of what the world was going to be like, what cyberpunk would be like. Of course, William Gibson, very brilliant man as well, he had a lot of say in what this world would look like. And unfortunately, we're heading into it. You know, a world ruled by corporations and gangs that thrive and work with the police, right? Corporations that work with the police. There's already, you know, in my area, corporations already work with the police. There's police everywhere. Police hired by a corporation. We've got police that are hired. I remember when I first started working at this company, we didn't have actual police officers. We had some security people. But one guy that was kind of drinking a lot, and he would look at the security cams. Now we got full-on clothes officers on, you know, cop cars, everything else around. Like, it's there. We have company security, police officers everywhere. Like, they have their own police force. I'm telling you guys, like, that's the thing. So, I mean, this is going to happen, guys. There's going to be more companies that can buy armies and buy militaries and things like that. You're going to see that. you're going to see more of this kind of stuff with technology and surveillance and all this. It's becoming very much that kind of world. Everything I see in this game, I'm like, well, I can see that. I can see that. I don't know about the whole implants and all that crap with all that, you know, that seemed a little far-fetched, but some of the other stuff, it doesn't seem so far-fetched from my time, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good idea. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a good world. It doesn't seem like it'd be a world that many of us will survive. And of course, you know, as long as you got the feeds, the media tells you what you want to hear, right? And that brings us back to Darren Malakian, where he said the media is telling you they want to kill you all. He's trying to tell you. You know, what do the rocker boys do? What do the rocker boys talk about, huh? What did Johnny talk about? Excuse me, not Johnny, but what did Carrie write about? For those of you that remember the songs. They picked the right band for the job, the Refused. You know, yes, they have very communist leanings. I won't deny that. They definitely consider themselves more, you know, high political left. But they do make the proper statements of corporatocracy, where a corporation controls everything, or a group of corporations controls everything. They control your media, they control the things you buy. There's already Visa, MasterCard telling us, hey, you can't buy this game. You can't do that. What do you mean I can't? You can't do that. We say you can't. We have control of your money. We'll tell you what you can and can't buy, but we don't allow you to buy this. They even got somebody like a games person that they're going to hire to probably make sure that this stays in check. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't make this because we don't allow it to be sold. That's what we're talking about, guys. That's the shit we're talking about. Why do you think I play so much Cyberpunk? I've played that more than I have any game in probably my life. And that's crazy. Well, not my life. I'm getting there, though. Because I know I've done 100 and something hours in some games. That's probably nothing compared to some of you guys. But I'm probably going to end up playing that game for hundreds of hours. Because I'm just so enthralled in it. Reading every single note and everything. Trying to learn as much as I can. Because I feel like there's something in there that is preparing me for what's going to happen. Like, there's a lot of, I mean, there's other Cyberpunk games, there's Deus Ex and stuff like that, and I might go into those, but I just feel like, hey, that's the world we're running into, and we're running head-on into it. Joe Rogan even said, you know, with technology, we don't know what's on the other side of the waterfall, and we're starting to learn what's on the other side of the waterfall. It's a lot of censorship, it's a lot of dictation by governments and corporations on what we can and can't do. That's everything that Cyberpunk ever was. Don't believe me? Play the fucking game. Read the damn notes. Okay? There's a reason why that game has struck me in a way that other games haven't. Because I'm actually sitting there, and some of these notes are big, guys. These are paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of, this is shit that went down, you know, to cause this. This is shit that went down to cause this. I'm like, okay, so there was this military dispute that caused, you know, there was a war in Mexico, they said, right? There's a lot of things they talk about. I definitely would recommend digging into the lore for that game, even if you don't want to play it. I know that there was a lot of bugs and people consider it broken, even though I haven't had any bugs and, you know, I've been pretty fascinated by the gameplay. I'll admit it's pretty, but at the same time, it's pretty ugly, because it definitely bodes on what we're heading into. And when you kill political people, assassins, I mean, what happened in the fucking game? They assassinated the mayor, didn't they? Yeah, that happened. Now, I'm not saying, but we did have an assault attack on Trump. That happened in the game. They got him. I mean, but of course, there's some feeds in Dogtown that say he's alive and well. And I don't know. I mean, again, it's very confusing on that. It's a lot of lore that you can look into and kind of compare to things that are going on right now in reality. Because it's never been so close as it is now. That should scare the fuck out of you. You know? So it's not about right or left. It's about what's coming. And what you might not be able to stop. Like, you know what? I'm not even going to say you will be able. I don't think you're going to be able to stop it. Honestly. Like, oh yeah, Grimm, we'll fight. Uh-huh. Yep, we'll see what happens. The big boot, it might be bigger than you think it is. Oh shit, I didn't expect it to be that much. But again, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out my ass here. I don't know. Maybe the humanity will do something amazing. I don't see it coming. Because I've seen how humans act. I saw humans act today on X. I saw it on Facebook. I see what humanity is offering. A fight in between each other, which the people in power are clapping. You know who's cheering? The people in power that are clapping that their divide and conquer strategy is working just as they fucking planned it. That's what's going on right now, guys. Divide and conquer. Oh, let's get these people against these people. And they'll fight each other. We won't even have to lift a finger. We'll just let them take each other out, right? Yeah, I mean, that's their goal. And, of course, people are going to get assumed into this shit. Oh, well, we got to fight, guys. And so you got to take a side. Blah, 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 blah. Nah. I've always been fight the power, right? You know, the KMFDM. Fight the power that propagates lies to keep you weak, to keep you in line. Right? That's it, right there. Keep you fighting each other. Let the media tell you what to believe, right? And again, yes, I know that KMFDM has also had some very left-wing stuff that was against stuff that I don't have anything to do with. Like, that's, yeah. But certain songs that they've done, I'm like, yes, I agree with that. That's something that I stand for. Again, and I don't agree, you know, some of that stuff could be pretty far left. But at the same time, there are a couple things that I'm like, okay, yeah, if there's some powerful corporation, powerful elites, and they're trying to keep us in line, telling us what to believe, feeding us this in the media, feeding us that, yeah, we have to, you know, we have to do better, right? We got to do better as people. We got to say, hey, maybe this isn't good. Maybe this doesn't make things better. You know, if somebody was killed, you know, again, let's go back to the beginning. A husband and father was murdered, right? Cold blood, killed. Young man, real young man. He's younger than I am. Just a young man. He just wanted to debate with people. That's all he wanted to do was debate. And he was murdered. I haven't seen the video. I don't want to watch it. Why do I want to watch somebody die? That doesn't interest me. I'm not, you know, into... same reason I didn't watch that video with that woman. You know, I don't want to see that. Like, it's rough to watch somebody die. And you know they're really dead. It's like, wow, that's not a movie. That person's actually no longer here. It's rough. Like, you can watch movies all day long where people die. Like, Keanu Reeves comes in and boom, 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 you know, on John Wick. But that's not real. Those are just actors and everything else. But you see somebody really die, like, that person really died. Like, that's scary. And those videos are all over the internet, right? And I mean, Facebook, X, probably Instagram, probably TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Any of them. You probably see them everywhere. And it's just, I don't have any interest. There was one that tried to show me the video or one, something on my feed, and I just skipped it. I said, I don't want to look at this. I did see the picture, because, of course, people can't stop sharing the fucking picture of the man with the bullet in his neck. That has been shared. And, again, I don't... I might have shared that by accident. If I did, I apologize. I know not everybody wanted to see that. But, again, there was probably something that was said above it that I agreed with. Sometimes I do that. But, but yeah, guys, for the most part, I don't want to show that kind of stuff. And for those of you that on my X account that were looking for, like, the titties and the muscle girls, I saw those, but I couldn't, I didn't want to post them because it's just, I didn't feel it was right to post any kind of, like, hot girls today. It wasn't a hot girl day. It was a very sad day for humanity. You know, it's not a sexy day. It's not a let's have fun day. It's a, I don't know what's going on with the world, and I'm scared to death day. That's what kind of day it is right now. And I think that's pretty much all I've got to say. I'm just going to play Silk Song or something else, maybe some game called Cathedral that I was told to pick up. I'm going to play those games and just probably put those up if you guys want to watch them. That's pretty much all I'm going to do, though. I don't want to do anything else today. You guys stay safe and, you know, just kind of be cautious. Watch your steps. Things are just getting a little crazy, and things are going to heat up. And you just really, you know, make sure that you talk to your loved ones. You know, keep them close because you never know what's going to happen. Things are getting crazy. People are getting crazy, and we just have a lot of just very bad political rhetoric right now, and that's not good for anyone. That's going to end up in a lot of pain, an awful lot of pain, and I don't think a lot of us are ready to go through that. I know I'm not. It's certainly not something I'm willing to go through. But all right, guys, I'm out. I'll see you next time.